This is Twit.
I presume you guys talked extensively about 1909.
We did.
So, yeah. And I've got my tip today regards 1909 setup, which we'll get to that in a bit. But, yeah. So the narrative here, because this is a story that we've kind of covered almost every week recently, but it keeps coming up because every week we get one or two builds of Windows 10 20H1. And every time there are no new features or maybe one little minor thing, you know. And I mean, we started testing this thing last March, maybe
February.
February.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, of course, the natural assumption was, well, my God, I mean, they wouldn't test something like this so far in advance if there wasn't something big coming down the pike. And there has been nothing big coming down the pike, like ever. And so, you know, once again, we have to ask semi-rhetorically, is this really it? I mean, is this all this is?
Is that all there is, my friends?
Is that the there that's there?
Then let's keep dancing.
And how do we feel about that?
I know. It's kind of surprising, right? Although I went back and looked at what they said when Skip Ahead started testing 20H1. And a lot of us say now that they said the reason they did it was because there was some big secret feature that we couldn't know about. That isn't what it was, right?
Yeah. Do you actually know what they said? Because they did a reason.
They did. They said, I think they said something about servicing, or they implied it was about servicing, like how we service the builds. This is something we need to test.
I didn't get that out of it. Okay. Some sort like a plumbing-like feature that just required an extra amount of testing.
But then I guess we still did think, though, that because 1909 is such a small update, that of course 20H1 would be big, or bigger, right? We kind of assume that.
Yep.
But that hasn't happened. I was looking back at things I've written about what is new in 20H1, and there are some things. But yeah, nothing you'd be like, there's this.
There's nothing, okay. Yeah. Which, by the way,
maybe the biggest thing. I was going to say, maybe the biggest thing is Windows Subsystem for Linux 2.
Yes. Wait, which won't impact most normal people.
No.
Right. I assume by the time this thing ships, the new Edge will come with it. It's possible. I don't know where the new terminal is in its development, but it could get in there at some point. And WSL too, like you said, it will certainly be part of it. Yep. Or three. Is it two or three? Three?
Two.
And all this stuff is in home as well as pro or...
Is WSL in home?
I'm not sure if it is. Okay. Maybe. I can't remember.
Do you guys only use pro?
No.
I use home.
No. Because
you don't care about WSL, of course.
I don't care about WSL.
That's the Windows subsystem for Linux. Nobody.
Right.
I need to look that up. I mean, that's a good question.
Yeah.
It used to be pro only, but for some reason I thought it might.
I know. I think they changed it. I do think they changed it.
Because isn't the new terminal now in home as well?
Well, it's a third. That's a store app, so anyone could get that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can download that.
Well, okay.
And get it. But otherwise, the stuff that's in there is like, I'm looking at a list. Xbox Game Bar updates. You know.
Well, actually, that is pretty huge.
Okay, really? Sure. Anyway. You know, operating Windows Hello Pin in safe mode. I know that these are, okay, they're good updates. And of course, more Kimoji. You know, we care. Yeah,
we all need more Kimoji in our lives.
Gone for a month. What is Kimojis?
You know those little characters that are like, you combine a bunch of things and there's somebody shrugging?
You mean like emojis?
They're
ASCII emojis.
Yeah, they're like
how
a bunch
are those
of characters.
Built in? You know, the what?
Yeah.
But it's all ASCII. Yeah. How is that built in?
So they have a Kimoji picker
AI, Leo.
In there. AI. AI is always the answer to how anything new gets in a
Kimoji picker. Yeah. That's
it's
cool.
It's part of the emoji
picker. It used to be only the cool kids could do it.
Right.
And now everybody can do it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what Windows does, it exposes functionality to everybody.
Yeah. It's just all like kind of like, yeah, that's nice.
By the way, to be clear, that's fine, right? No one's looking for the next 3D paint, mixed reality nonsense. No one wants that.
Right. No.
This is all well and good. It's just that the way this was presented, it just seemed like obviously this is going to be humongous. There will be a new user interface. There will be, you know, finally the culmination of this Fluent framework or whatever that's called, the Fluent design language. But it just seems like it's another iterative step. And again, that's fine. I mean, this last release went so great. Love to go through that again a couple of times next year, you know?
That's why I'm getting a little whiplashed, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The treadmill effect.
I feel like we just got 1909, sort of. Not everybody, but many.
Actually, Leo, I think we're going to find sometime in the next 30 days that almost everybody did get it. I think this went out really broadly.
Okay.
Hmm.
Which may also be a mistake.
I don't have it yet.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
I'm not a seeker, right? Not a seeker. Okay.
Oh, fair enough.
Not everybody's a seeker, so you can't. I mean, you're normal.
If there's anyone listening to this damn show that isn't a seeker, turn it off right now. Right now.
Stop it.
No, same people know. Do not check for updates.
Can't handle the update.
Yep.
So yeah. By the way, that's how you become a seeker. Just in case you know you want to become one, is you just all you have to do is say, "Is there an update?"
And even, by the way, even then you don't get it. It just presents it, and then you can choose to get it. So it doesn't hurt to check.
Yeah.
Can you choose not to if you do that?
Yeah. You can just ignore it. Oh. It's an optional update.
Oh, that's nice.
For now, you know, until some time in the future.
And I have heard problems with it, so that's why I don't know if people should rush to
do it. You have heard problems with
Haven't you?
No.
No? Mm-mm. There was one thing that they've already fixed, I believe. I'm forgetting what this was, a driver issue, right?
Okay, so it's pretty good. It's pretty reliable.
Well, you got to remember, this thing is being delivered as a cumulative update. It's not a feature update, which is a version upgrade. It's literally just another one of those monthly updates they do all the time.
Yeah. Oh.
And by all the time,
if you're already on 1903, it is.
That's
really?
That's right.
So if you're not on 1903, then 1909 is just like a little... monthly.
Yeah, you almost wouldn't notice it other than the fact that you do have to say, okay, I do want this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
It reboots. The whole thing takes about 5 minutes. It's one of the quickest, cleanest, easiest things in the world.
Okay, so this was a good update then.
It was so far. Yeah.
Well, the issue was, here's the issue that we saw.
Unable to discover or connect Bluetooth devices using some Realtek adapters.
Oh.
It's already resolved.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought there was... this is the problem. If five people tweet, "Oh, I can't reboot now. My system's disappeared." Right. Then you think, "Oh, there's a problem."
Right. Everyone's having a meltdown.
Right. I mean, don't plug in a Kindle. That will be a nightmare. But other than that,
they fixed the SSD issue, right? So you don't have to unplug all your removable drives before you install it and all that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any problems, but I don't use weird. Yeah. I mean, I'm using mostly Microsoft hardware, so.
Yep.
Okay.
I haven't really talked to anybody who said, "By the way, this doesn't work." And Paul and I both often hear right away from
you'll hear.
I
feel like we're the canaries in the coal mine for that kind of thing.
Yeah, you'll hear.
So far.
In the tip part of the show, at the back of the book, I'm going to discuss the install part of this, because actually there are some major changes in the setup routine, which is kind of interesting. And this will typically only impact you when you buy a new computer that has 1909 on it, or if you reset your computer after having installed 1909. So we'll get to that. But as far as like the daily use stuff, I mean, there's two or three maybe minor UI changes that almost no one would even notice. And that's about it.